She folded her arms upon the table and beckoned her friends to lean closer.
"I've snagged us a contract, and you won't believe the bounty."
"I'm not sure I want to hear," Dagra said. "Not after Maros's reaction, but go on."
The chatter of the common room had resumed, but still she glanced around to ensure no one was eavesdropping.
500 silver dari.
Orokin blew a low whistle.
"Stars above, you're joking."
"I'm not."
Dagra's eyes were shadowed with skepticism.
"What are the details?"
"I don't know. I didn't exactly have time to check."
"You didn't have time? Jealous, you don't go blindly accepting jobs. You know that better than me and Oryk."
"I know, but 500 silvers? What job wouldn't you take for that?"
"I could think of a few I wouldn't do," Orokin said with a smirk. "Dagra, though, probably not so many."
Dagra ignored the jibe.
"Come on, then," he said to Jalis. "Let's have a look."
She uncrumpled the note and spread it upon the table, frowning in confusion as she scanned the details.
Where's L'Aquila? What's the Blighted City?"
"Oh, suffering gods."
Dagra wiped a hand over his face.
"What?"
Orokin laughed.
"Maros put that on the board? He's playing with us. He has to be."
Jalis shook her head.
"He wouldn't. Wait, isn't that a Himarian folk tale? The Blighted City was one of the Tale Weaver's stories a few years back, no?"
"Keep your voice down," Dagra said. "Look, whether this is just a dragon chase or for real, forget it. We're not going there. It's marked with a death's head for good reason."
Orokin scoffed.
"Come on. Just because you were brought up believing every story under the sun, there's no reason to think this'll be anything but a long stroll in the countryside." "You can't believe that," Dagra said. "Since when did you ever enter the Deadlands?" "Never. That's when. Stroll in the countryside. More like a walk to the gallows."
"I don't know much about your legends," Jalis said, "but the 10% alone for non-retrieval would keep us good for a few months. If we fulfill the objective, it will be a more lucrative catch than Maros and I ever managed in our golden days. This is a big one. If we let it pass, Alari or Fenn or Henwin or any of the others will snatch it up."
"No need to convince me," Orokin said. "I'm in." "You're in for everything," Dagra glowered at him. "Always running into every dark hole you find, even when we were boys. Won't you ever learn?"
Orokin shrugged.
"You're the superstitious one. Show me proof that L'Aquila is anything but a scary story told by the Tale Weavers. Give me some evidence that we shouldn't take the job."
"You know I can't. But we shouldn't go angering the Dyad by wandering into a dead goddess's domain. The whole region is on hallowed ground."
"The Dyad are your gods," Orokin said. "Not mine, and not Jalis's. For the stars' sake, Dag, we're Freeblades."
"Even if we found the place, the chances of locating... what is it?"
Dagra glanced over the note.
"A crypt? Oh no, no way. I'm not going into a crypt."
He looked to Jalis.
"Do you know they used to bury their dead without burning them? It's barbaric, I tell you. Sacrilege."
Orokin gave him a bemused grin.
"Sacrilege? You're talking about a time before the Dyad came to Himara. How can you accuse the ancestors of sacrilege when they existed before your gods?"
Dagra blanched.
"You're going too far, Orokin."
"It happened everywhere,"
Jalis said.
"Not just here in Himara. It was the same in the Ark."
Dagra drained the last of his ale.
"Jakaya!"
He signaled to the barman for another drink, then looked pointedly at Jalis.
"At best, we'll be wasting a month or more wandering the wilderness before heading home empty-handed.